Second Chronicles chapter 4. He made an altar of bronze, 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. Then he made the molten sea. It was round, 10 cubits from rim to rim, and 5 cubits high. A line of 30 cubits would encircle it completely. Under it were panels all around, each of 10 cubits, surrounding the sea. There were 2 rows of panels cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea was set on them. The hindquarters of each were toward the inside. Its thickness was a handbreadth. Its rim was made like the rim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins in which to wash, and set 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. In these they were to rinse what was used for the burnt offering. The sea was for the priest to wash in. He made 10 golden lampstands as prescribed, and set them in the temple, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. He also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basins of gold. He made the court of the priests and the great court, and doors for the court. He overlaid their doors with bronze. He set the sea at the southeast corner of the house. And Huram made the pots, the shovels, and the basins. Thus Huram finished the work that he did for King Solomon and the house of God. The 2 pillars, the bowls, and the 2 capitals on the top of the pillars, and the 2 lattice works to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the 2 lattice works, 2 rows of pomegranates for each lattice work, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. He made the stands, the basins on the stands, the 1 sea, and the 12 oxen underneath it. The pots, the shovels, the forks, and all the equipment for these Huram Abi made of burnished bronze for King Solomon, for the house of the Lord. In the plain of the Jordan the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zeredah. Solomon made all these things in great quantities, so that the weight of the bronze was not determined. So Solomon made all the things that were in the house of God, the golden altar, the tables for the bread of the presence, the lampstands and their lamps of pure gold to burn before the inner sanctuary, as prescribed, the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of purest gold, the snuffers, basins, ladles, and firepans of pure gold. As for the entrance to the temple, the inner doors to the most holy place and the doors of the nave of the temple were of gold.
2 Chronicles chapter 5. Thus all the work that Solomon did for the house of the Lord was finished. Solomon brought in the things that his father David had dedicated, and stored the silver, the gold, and all the vessels in the treasuries of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the ancestral houses of the people of Israel, in Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the Israelites assembled before the king at the festival that is in the 7th month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites carried the ark. So they brought up the ark, the tent of meeting, and all the holy vessels that were in the tent. The priests and the Levites brought them up. King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who had assembled before him were before the ark, sacrificing so many sheep and oxen that they could not be numbered or counted. Then the priests brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place in the inner sanctuary of the house, in the most holy place, underneath the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread out their wings over the place of the ark, so that the cherubim made a covering above the ark and its poles. The poles were so long that the ends of the poles were seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen from outside. They are there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the 2 tablets that Moses put there at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the people of Israel after they came out of Egypt. Now when the priests came out of the holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without regard to their divisions, all the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, their sons and kindred, arrayed in fine linen with cymbals, harps, and lyres, stood east of the altar with 120 priests who were trumpeters. It was the duty of the trumpeters and singers to make themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, And when the song was raised, with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments, in praise to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
2 Chronicles chapter 6.
Then Solomon said, The Lord has said that he would reside in thick darkness. I have built you an exalted house, a place for you to reside in forever. Then the king turned around and blessed all the assembly of Israel, while all the assembly of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who with his hand has fulfilled what he promised with his mouth to my father David, saying, Since the day that I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I have not chosen a city from any of the tribes of Israel in which to build a house, so that my name might be there. And I chose no one as ruler over my people Israel, but I have chosen Jerusalem in order that my name may be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. My father David had it in mind to build a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, You did well to consider building a house for my name. Nevertheless, you shall not build the house, but your son, who shall be born to you, shall build the house for my name. Now the Lord has fulfilled his promise that he made, for I have succeeded my father David, and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built the house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. There I have set the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord that he made with the people of Israel. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, in the presence of the whole assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands. Solomon had made a bronze platform 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the court, and he stood on it. Then he knelt on his knees in the presence of the whole assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven. He said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth, keeping covenant in steadfast love with your servants, who walk before you with all their heart. You who have kept for your servant my father David what you promised to him. Indeed, you promised with your mouth, and this day have fulfilled with your hand. Therefore, O Lord, God of Israel, keep for your servant my father David that which you promised him, saying, There shall never fail you a successor before me to sit on the throne of Israel. If only your children keep to their way, to walk in my law as you have walked before me. Therefore, O Lord, God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you promised to your servant David. But will God indeed reside with mortals on earth? Even heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, how much less this house that I have built. Regard your servant's prayer and his plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer that your servant prays to you. May your eyes be open day and night toward this house, the place where you promised to set your name, and may you heed the prayer that your servant prays toward this place. And hear the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. May you hear from heaven your dwelling place. Hear and forgive. If someone sins against another and is required to take an oath and comes and swears before your altar in this house, may you hear from heaven and act and judge your servants, repaying the guilty by bringing their conduct on their own head and vindicating those who are in the right by rewarding them in accordance with their righteousness. When your people Israel, having sinned against you, are defeated before an enemy, but turn again to you, confess your name, pray and plead with you in this house, may you hear from heaven, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them again to the land that you gave to them and to their ancestors. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, and then they pray toward this place, confess your name, and turn from their sin, because you punish them. May you hear in heaven, forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, when you teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send down rain upon your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. If there is famine in the land, if there is plague, blight, mildew, locust, or caterpillar, if their enemies besiege them in any of the settlements of the lands, whatever suffering, whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever plea from any individual, or from all your people Israel, all knowing their own suffering and their own sorrows, so that they stretch out their hands toward this house, may you hear from heaven, your dwelling place, forgive and render to all whose heart you know according to all their ways, for only you know the human heart. Thus may they fear you and walk in your ways all the days that they live in the land that you gave to our ancestors. Likewise, when foreigners who are not of your people Israel come from a distant land because of your great name, and your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray toward this house, may you hear from heaven your dwelling place, and do whatever the foreigners ask of you, in order that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that your name has been invoked on this house that I have built. If your people go out to battle against their enemies, by whatever way you shall send them, and they pray to you toward this city that you have chosen, and the house that I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their plea, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you are angry with them and give them to an enemy, so that they are carried away captive to a land far or near, then if they come to their senses in the land to which they have been taken captive, and repent, and plead with you in the land of their captivity, saying, We have sinned, and have done wrong, we have acted wickedly. If they repent with all their heart and soul in the land of their captivity, to which they were taken captive, and pray toward their land which you gave to their ancestors, the city that you have chosen, and the house that I have built for your name, then hear from heaven your dwelling place, their prayer and their pleas, maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, O my God, let your eyes be open, and your ears attentive to prayer from this place. Now rise up, O Lord God, and go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your faithful rejoice in your goodness, O Lord God. Do not reject your anointed one. Remember your steadfast love for your servant David.